Mini, and who's an acting managing director of the Board of Healthcare Funders. Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning.
Doc, so we obviously have a big conversation happening at the moment, and it's all about the National Health Insurance. And you guys are going to be holding a meeting between the 16th to the 19th of July. And what are you going to be discussing with regards to the National Health Insurance?
We are, as you said, converging in Cape Town on those dates that you've mentioned, 16th to the 19th. And our main focus this coming year is universal health care. In South Africa, we normally refer to it as NHI. And that will be the main focus for this conference.
Mm-hmm. And what are the concerns? I mean, I know that there has been, you know, there seems to be a division between the private sector, the private healthcare, for instance, and the those who are for the National Health Insurance. What are the specific concerns from private practitioners about the National Health Insurance?
Well, for BHF, I mean, our organization is it took a decision in 2008. Mm-hmm. When the government first spoke of NHI, we set out to call a consultative conference for our members to get agreement that we should support NHI, because we were told upfront that the government was going to do this with or without us as private healthcare. So we had a consultative conference that decided that, look, we'd rather be part of this thing.
So we
don't have any concerns. Mm-hmm. What we worried about was the issue of a single payer that the government was talking about, and we said we're going to offer our expertise and would like the government to consider having a multi-payer system.
What do you think then will be the impact on the industry with regards to the concerns that you're saying? As you're saying now, there will be a payment system that may not necessarily suit everybody. But what do you think then that implication will be to the industry as a whole?
Well, the recently released white paper says medical schemes will just be there for top up, and maybe there'll be some minor role for them in NHI. Mm-hmm. But the white paper is a discussion document. Mm. And our approach is that we've made it very clear to the government that we've got a lot to offer. We are the ones who've been running private financing for a small number of people, 8.5 million. Mm-hmm. But no one else is coming even close to us with that expertise. Mm-hmm. So we're saying, starting from the 8.5, we can, working with the government, can roll out and cover the 55 million people.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the outcomes that you're hoping to get from this conversation you'll be having now in a week's time, what are you hoping to achieve there?
For us, it's an opportunity to really lay out what we can offer in an NHI system that is introduced by the government. Mm. We want to showcase what we are doing, what we can offer to government to be able to introduce this NHI with little disruption. Mm. We've called in, to that effect, we've called in people from across the world. We've got people from Ghana, where they have an NHI going. We've got experienced people from Kenya. We have the people from the Obama administration that started the funding, the coverage for the 22 million that President Obama successfully introduced. So we've got all those people to come and really show South Africans that we can do it with little disruption, and they're going to share their experiences with us.
Your sense as a BHF about our preparedness for this, what is your sense?
Preparedness for the conference.
For the country.
At this stage, the government has said it time and time again that the country is not ready. There are quite a number of things that the government wants to do first, like starting with infrastructure, training a lot of healthcare workers that will be needed. Mm-hmm. So there are quite a number of things that need to be done yet. It's not something that's going to happen tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And the Minister of Health has said that we are at the early stages. That's why we want to get in and support the government right at the beginning.
Mm. So when you look at what is on the table now, and obviously, as you said, a white paper is a discussion document, what do you clearly see as opportunities with regards to, especially now? We know it's going to happen, especially now in the time when you are discussing this. What are clear opportunities for the healthcare sector?
For private healthcare, the clear opportunities for us, for our members, is to help train whoever will be running on the side of government, whoever will be running this system, will help train in healthcare financing, help government. We've been dealing with healthcare professionals. We've been putting them into networks so that we can work in a more orderly manner. Negotiations with networks of professionals. We do a lot of data and analytics, for instance, in trying to prevent fraud.
Mm.
We have that skill. We have a lot to offer in helping them to set up as well, because we have the funding.
Yeah.
To that effect, yes.
We know that, you know, relations haven't been great. Are you finding each other now? Is it starting to feel like, as you're proposing these ideas and opportunities, you're getting a willing ear?
With BHF, our organization, there has never been any. We've had disagreements,
mm-hmm.
but there's never been a fight between mm-hmm. us and the department. Ever since the advent of just the introduction the discussion, we've been engaging right through, and in our conferences, because remember we have conferences every year,
mm-hmm.
and in our conferences we always call in the department to help us understand where they are with the preparations,
mm-hmm.
and we've been engaging. Our approach has been to keep our doors open and keep interacting and knowing exactly at any given stage what they are planning to do. And there has been thought by many other people, including especially in the labor movement, who thought we were going to reject this and fight the government. But we never thought that is a good strategy. We said, look, let's work with the government very closely and make sure that we have space in the launch of NHI.
Well, all the best for your upcoming conference. I've got to leave it there. Dr. Clarence Meany, who is the acting managing director of the Board of Healthcare Funders. And they've got a conference coming up in this coming weekend. They're discussing the National Health Insurance.